It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. There's a good chance the Senate will take up President Obama's jobs bill this week. In speeches around the country, the president has been urging supporters to put pressure on Congress to act.
Tell them the time for action is now. Tell them you want to create jobs now. Tell them to pass the bill.
Senators may agree that the time to consider action is now.
But you notice we said the Senate will take up the bill, not necessarily pass it or prove anything the House would pass. Republican opposition hurts the bill's chances of going forward.
And so do questions about where to find $447 billion to pay for the plan. NPR's David Wellner reports.
For weeks, President Obama could not get even the Democrats in charge of the Senate to take up his jobs bill. Some of them had big problems with his plan to pay for it with tax hikes on households making more than $250,000 a year. So last week, New York Democrat Charles Schumer offered an alternative plan that significantly raised that income threshold.
It imposes a 5.6% surcharge only on those whose incomes are above $1 million. In other words, 99% plus of American people will not have their taxes raised, nor should they.
The decision to hit income only above $1 million with the surcharge was a sharp break with a firmly held Democratic belief, namely that families making above $250,000 should pay higher taxes. But as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid points out, two recent nationwide polls have shown 3 out of 4 Americans believe it is fair to tax millionaires more.
Wealthy Americans agree. 2/3 of the people making more than $1 million a year said they would gladly contribute more. A supermajority of Republicans agree, with 2/3 saying they supported the idea. And even a majority, 52% of the Tea Party members agree.
But not Senate Republicans. On Thursday, their leader, Mitch McConnell, accused Senate Democrats of making the jobs bill even more partisan with the millionaires' surcharge.
The president has said it's wrong to raise taxes in this weak economic environment. If he meant what he said, surely he'll join me in opposing this unwise tax hike Senate Democrats have proposed.
At a White House news conference 90 minutes later, President Obama gave a thumbs up to the Democrats' plan boosting taxes on income beyond $1 million.
The approach that the Senate is taking, I'm comfortable with.
The president stuck to that populist stance in his weekly video address over the weekend. The wealthy, he said, do owe more to the rest of society.
Some see this as class warfare. I see it as a simple choice. We can either keep taxes exactly as they are for millionaires and billionaires, or we can ask them to pay at least the same rate as a plumber or a bus driver.
On a lawn outside the House of Representatives, a couple hundred demonstrators, many in shirts with union logos, demanded last week that the GOP-led House take up the president's jobs bill and pass it. A couple days earlier, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor had already declared it dead.
The president continues to say, pass my bill in its entirety. And as I've said from the outset, the all-or-nothing approach is just unacceptable.
But in the Senate, it appears the new millionaire's surcharge has prompted some doubting Democrats to get on board with the jobs bill, including Louisiana's Mary Landrieu.
I think this, small increase in income tax for families that make over $1 million is a better approach than taking away tax incentives for domestic oil and gas companies.
Not a single Senate Republican has come out in favor of the jobs bill, meaning it should be easy to filibuster. Even some Democrats remain opposed. One of them is Nebraska's Ben Nelson.
I think we need to cut spending in this town and not raise taxes.
Still, most Democrats feel hiking taxes on the wealthy is a winning issue, if not for passing the jobs bill, perhaps for next year's elections. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.